We wouldn't be able to keep this archive going without your support. Donate online today at WYSR.org.
If you've not heard our show before, I'm going to tell you how it works. I bring friends in and we talk about the songs that they are moved by. And today, my friend Gene Siegel is here. Hey, Gene.
Hey, Willie.
How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for doing this. You know, I have just gone short of begging you to come on, right?
Yes.
For the last couple of years?
Yes, that's true.
So you did this just to shut me up, right?
Well, that's one of the benefits, side benefits, I guess. But I tell you, I don't know why I was so reluctant. Yeah. I guess just being kind of shy about, you know, being on the radio. I have had the best time just thinking about music and how it has been in my life.
Isn't it something? I mean, it's the thread that runs true through all our lives.
Oh, yes. It's just such a joy.
I know it.
And I've loved thinking about the music that I listened to as a child.
Right.
And just the total evolution, you know, and one of the reasons I moved to Memphis was because there is great music here.
Right, right. And you got out of Mississippi.
I got out of Mississippi.
Came all the way to Memphis.
Yes. Well, before Memphis, there weren't really any radio stations in Jackson, Mississippi other than the Grand Ole Opry.
Yeah, right.
You know,
sure.
And Or maybe there were. It's full of music, though. I wasn't aware of it.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you came to the Mecca, though. You came where it all has sprung from.
That is so true.
That's always great. Well, I'm glad you're here this morning, and we're going to talk about some of your songs. We're going to talk about a bunch of stuff. You and I have known one another, I guess, since like the mid-70s.
Yes, I think so.
Yeah, that's a long time.
Yeah, we hung out in a gang.
That's right.
And we terrorized Midtown Memphis.
That's right, and downtown.
And downtown.
Mm-hmm. That was back when nobody was downtown.
Right.
And you could, I remember a lot of times we would like leave a bar or something, and we'd all just kind of stand out in the middle of Main Street, no car would even come by.
Oh, yeah, it was totally deserted.
Yeah.
And there were a few hippies and that lived down there.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. All right, well, we're going to go ahead and start with your first pick here. Tell me what this is and why you picked it.
Okay, this is my walking stick.
Okay.
And for the last 3 or 4 years, I have had, on occasion, needed to use a walking stick.
Okay,
you know, I've had to have a couple of hip operations, you know.
Yeah.
And so being able to sing this song, My Walking Stick, really helped me through that hard time.
Oh, that's great. And I'm sure there are people out there who probably maybe need a hip replacement. So is it as bad as you thought it was going to be? Or?
Well, you know, yes, it was as bad.
Yeah,
well,
okay.
But then I kind of got used to it.
Yeah.
And but it's been a real difficult time, and luckily I'm on the other side of it now. I don't need a walking stick
All
now.
Right. Well, here we go, folks. This is Louis Armstrong and the Mills Brothers doing Walking Stick.
Without my walking stick, I'd go insane. Can't look my best, I'd feel undressed without my cane. Must have my walking stick, 'cause it may rain. And when it pours, can't be outdoors without my cane. If I ever left my house without my walking stick, it would just be something I could never explain. The thing that makes me click on Lover's Lane would go for naught if I were caught without my cane.
I'd go insane.
Ooh, babe.
Can't look my best.
Ooh,
feel undressed without my cane.
Oh, baby, dude, that
must
day.
Have my walking stick.
Ooh,
'cause
babe.
It may rain.
Ooh, babe.
When it pours, can't be outdoors without my cane.
Oh, baby, dude, that do. If I ever left my house without my walking stick, it would just be something I could never explain.
The thing that makes me click
babe.
On Lover's Lane.
Lane
would go for naught if I were caught without my cane.
Oh, baby, that's so spicy.
Oh, man. Wow. Now, that is a cool song. I've never heard that song before.
Oh, yes.
Where did that come from?
Well, I don't know how I found it. Maybe I just Googled walking stick. I'm not sure.
Right.
But this came from Alexander's Ragtime Band, a movie
okay.
in 1938 written wow. by Irving Berlin.
Wow.
So,
wow.
But the version of this that I found is a Leon Redbone version.
Oh, okay.
And that's
okay.
that. But then when I was yeah. researching this yeah. song for this show, I found Louis Armstrong.
And the Mills Brothers.
And the Mills
God,
Brothers.
The Mills Brothers, wow.
Yes, and yeah. and Louis' little trumpet riff. Oh, that's just incredible.
That's sublime. I love that. That is great. That's great stuff. Folks, you're listening to Songs of Movie on WYXR. And I have to say this every week. I don't have to say it, but I like to say it every week. This is volunteer radio. This is community radio. And what that means is that every hour or so, you're going to hear a different person in here talking about the music they love and maybe or doing a podcast or whatever. And this is such a great addition to the airwaves in Memphis. And so if you ever feel moved to support the station, you can just go to WYXR.org and go hit that donate button and you'll be good to go and we'll be good to go. My guest is Gene Siegel, and you probably know Gene from doing the cartoon in the Memphis Flyer. For many years. How many years did you do that?
20 years.
You're kidding, really?
Yes.
Oh, and what some fine work that was.
Oh, thank you.
I mean, you just condensed so much into one little thing there.
Well, yeah.
How hard is that?
Well, you know, it was hard at first,
yeah.
and but I got it. One picture a week
yeah.
for 20 years.
Yeah.
I have a stack of pictures at uh-huh. home. But uh-huh. the interesting thing about uh-huh. that was that I got access to news that
oh.
wasn't on the front page.
Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, this guy got his news from people that just read the news,
yeah.
read the back pages, scoured the newspapers, and found these really obscure
yeah.
stories. It was during the time, mostly in the 1990s, mm-hmm. when in the Middle East, horrible things were happening to
right.
girls and women
right.
with
yes.
the Taliban.
Sure.
And I did a lot of pictures about that.
Right.
That, you know, we were unaware of.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. You know, it's funny just how we communicate, you know, how we communicate our vision
mm-hmm.
to other people. And there's so many ways to do it, but when you get out there and do it and you keep doing it, you get good at it,
mm-hmm.
you yeah. know, and that's, yeah. that's a great feeling.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I learned how to, look at a situation from sideways instead of just straight on. Mm-hmm. And I think that was the secret to drawing these pictures.
Right. Well, and we're going to talk later because I'm fascinated with your pencil drawings that you're doing these days.
Mm-hmm.
They are incredible. They're so photorealistic. I just, you know, it blows my mind because I think, oh, she, that's got to be a picture. That's not a picture. Mm-hmm. That's something that you. So we'll talk about a little of that and kind of, you know, where you started in your career and where you are now. But okay. let's move on to your
music.
Second
There's
pick.
Music.
That's right. Here it is with the soundtrack, folks. What you got?
Well, this is Shuffle Off to Buffalo.
Okay, and I couldn't find the version. You wanted the Ruby Keeler version, and for the life of me, I could not find that version.
Oh.
So, folks, if you know the Ruby Keeler version, when you hear this version, just put Ruby in there,
oh,
I guess.
Oh, yes.
So I'm sorry I couldn't find that one, but this is by the Boswell Sisters, which I think they were like, that was kind of the same time and everything.
I've never even heard of them.
Okay.
So this will be new for
me. Well, let's see if it's any good. If it's not, you know what we could always do? We could always push the stop button if it's terrible. Here we go. This is Shuffle Off to Buffalo by the Boswell Sisters. That's a good one. That
yes.
got me. I was dancing in my chair.
Yes. Yes, it was.
That's good stuff.
Yes.
I love it. Oh, man. Oh, Shuffle Off to Buffalo, the Boswell Sisters. Okay. Well, if I ever find Ruby Keeler's version. I'll play that because I need to hear that now because I like that song.
Yes. Well, I'm so glad you liked it. I thought a lot about including this. I mean, it's, you know, I don't know how many people out there in radio land like this kind of music, but I went to see the 42nd Street when it came to the Orpheum.
Oh, really?
About
20
years ago.
Okay, yeah.
And I just loved the soundtrack of this show.
Right.
There are a lot of great songs that are in the show.
Yeah.
But I could actually sing this song. You know, I have I have a range of about 5 notes, and so I could sing this song, and I had taken tap dancing lessons.
Oh, had you? And so you were a tap dancer.
Yes,
okay.
I worked up a little routine.
Wow.
To this song.
Well, you know, folks out there, if write in and tell us that you'd like to see Jean do this tap dance to this song, and maybe we'll get her to do this out in the atrium here.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No.
Okay. Well, okay. Well,
just a memory.
Probably not going to happen then, y'all. Tap dancing. That's great.
Yes.
Okay. All right, folks. Thank you for being here with us this morning. We hope you're getting a good start on your week. I think it's going to be a nice week. So here's your weather report. I think it's going to be okay.
Yes.
So
it's spring.
It's spring. Spring is here.
Thank God.
I think it's going to be in the, like, high 60s all week.
The flowers are coming out
now. I know it. Yeah, they're just peeking out. I love that so much.
Oh, yes.
I love it so much. Yeah. Seems like it's been a long winter.
It has been.
So, yeah, I'm ready for spring. All right, we're going to push it on down the line here, folks. What is your next pick here, Jean?
Let's see. I think, is this John Prine and Iris DeMent.
Yes, right.
Yes, singing In Spite of Ourselves. Well, that's what you're supposed to say, not me. I'm
no,
sorry.
No, no, no. You're introducing your song.
Well, actually, this song, I love the song that Iris DeMent sings of I'm going to go down to Texas where everybody carries a gun.
Yeah,
but but you have played that recently several times. So I was just listening around on the computer and found this song, which is really charming.
It really is. It is such a well-written song, and their delivery couldn't
perfect
be any better.
Oh,
here we
yes
go. This is John Prine and Iris DeMent, In Spite of Ourselves.
She don't like her eggs all runny. She thinks crossing her legs is funny. She looks down her nose at money. She gets it on like the Easter Bunny. She's my baby, I'm her honey. I'm never gonna let her go.
He ain't got laid in a month of Sundays. I caught him once and he was sniffing my undies. He ain't too sharp, but he gets things done. Drinks his beer like it's oxygen. He's my baby, and I'm his honey. Never gonna let him go.
In spite of ourselves, we'll end up sitting on a rainbow. Against all odds, honey, we're the big door prize. We're gonna spike our noses right off of our faces. There won't be nothing but big old hearts dancing in our eyes. She thinks all my jokes are corny,
convict movies and make her horny. She likes ketchup on her scrambled eggs. Swears like a sailor when she shaves her legs. She takes a licking and keeps on ticking. I'm never gonna let her go.
He's got more balls than a big brass monkey. He's a whacked out weirdo and a love bug junkie. Sly as a fox, crazy as a loon. Payday comes and he's a howling at the moon. But he's my baby, I don't mean maybe. I'm never gonna let him go.
In spite of ourselves, we'll end up a sitting on a rainbow. Against all odds, honey, we're the big door prize. We're gonna spite our noses right off of our faces. There won't be nothing but big old hearts dancing in our eyes. In spite of ourselves, we'll end up a-sitting on a rainbow. Against all odds, honey, we're the big door prize. Oh, we're gonna spike our noses right off of our faces. There won't be nothing but big old hearts dancing in our eyes. There won't be nothing but big old hearts dancing in our eyes. In spite of ourselves.
Oh man, what a song. What a delivery.
Yes, the ultimate love song.
That is. That's so, I love that song.
I guess this would be a good time for me to say hello to my husband, Fletcher.
Hello there, Fletcher. I hope you're glued to the radio this morning. Don't miss this one now. You may be in trouble.
That's right.
That's right. Fletcher has been on the show, and we had a great time when he was on the show.
Oh, yes. He had a great time preparing to be on and thinking about music, and I learn a lot about music from him, too.
Well, I still have his – he had his song list written down, and I told him, I said, I have to have that, so I may need yours, too. Okay, for I have his on my wall right in front of me because it's so cool.
Oh,
he had
good.
Drawn some stuff on
and really? All
this. Yeah, it was great. It was great. So I have that sitting right there. I see it every day.
That's great.
Yeah. Folks, Gene Siegel is my guest this morning, and Gene has been a Memphis icon. You've just kind of done so much around here, and you know, so many people. I mean, and I've seen this, you know, kind of over and over. I've lived here since 1971, but I've just seen, you know, some people come out and, you know, they pop up and they do a few things, and two or three years later you never hear from them again, and they've stopped doing creative work or whatever.
Yeah.
And you've never stopped that.
No.
I mean, I driven is not the word, but maybe driven is the word. I mean, you keep having ideas and you keep having goals, right?
Well, I've bounced around doing a lot of different kind of art things, but of course, you know, that's how I made money, too. So,
right, yes.
You know, that's the driving force, but I always tried to stay away from just having a regular job.
Sure.
And something arty would pop up, but so I've done a lot of public art.
That's right. Okay, wait, how about the trolley stations?
Yeah.
My goodness.
Yes, I did a mosaic treatment of the trolley station near Sun Studio,
right,
which was just an incredible.
So beautiful.
Thank you. It was
so
hard to do.
Was it really?
Oh my God.
Really?
It was just, yes, you know, I really didn't know what I was doing. Yeah. And
which is a good way to approach things a lot of times,
well,
really, don't you think?
Yeah,
because you're going to figure it out, right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, it was a great learning experience, but I did not really know how to apply mosaics to a vertical column.
Right.
And I put it on there with cement, and then overnight it slid down.
Oh no, it did.
So this is like a column, and
right.
So in where somebody's arm was supposed to match up with their shoulder, it would be down. Their arm would be down by their stomach.
Oh no!
So I had to get out on the trolley stop and it took about 9 months, and take these tiles off and then put them back on.
Really?
So I just lived in the middle of the street. And I, you know, but it was, people would drive by. I'd be up on a ladder.
Yeah.
And but I met all the people. I met all the street people.
Oh,
for
I bet.
One.
Yeah.
But it was, you know, it was quite an experience. I could talk on and on about that. But
that's
I
great, though. And what a beautiful piece of work that is.
Oh, thank you.
It really is.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And, you know, and but, you know, you when you started your career, you, now you came to school at Memphis College of Art. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then how did you make the jump from, you know, schoolgirl to working?
Well, one of my friends graduated a year before me, and he got a job in doing illustrations for record album covers for Stax.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. This was Ellis Chapel.
Yeah.
And so he hired me on to do album covers. Unfortunately, Stax ended, you know, within the year, but we started our own art studio and found an old cotton warehouse downtown and moved into the old cotton warehouse.
41 Union,
that's right. And we had parties there.
Yes, yes. I was there. I was a victim.
Well, I know. I think we were part of the team that gave these spectacular parties.
Yeah, they were great parties.
They were ultimately our downfall, though, because so many people started going to them after a couple of years that our neighbors were afraid that the floors would fall through to the basement,
right,
and they got us evicted. So, but we had a big time.
That's right. Good story, anyway. And yeah, those were the days, because truly there was nothing going on downtown.
There was nothing. It was dead. This was after, well, you know, Martin Luther King had died.
Yeah,
and the town was a ghost town.
Yeah.
But
yeah, really
we had full run of downtown.
Yes,
it
right.
Was,
I loved
it. It was so much fun.
I loved it. All right. Well, tell you what. Let's move on to your next song here.
Oh, yes.
And this looks like a good one.
Yes. Well, this is one that I really wasn't aware of, but I found it while I was researching Shuffle Off to Buffalo.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yes, this song came from the same show.
Really?
Yes, there are a number of really wonderful songs that came from 42nd Street.
Wow.
And this is a version that is done by Diana Krall, who is just so wonderful.
Yeah.
And so I decided to include that in my song list.
All right. You're getting to be a habit with me, Diana Krall.
Every kiss, every hug seems to act just like a drug. You're getting to be a habit with me. Let me stay in your arms. I'm addicted to your charms. You're getting to be a habit with me. I used to think your love was something that I could take or leave alone. But now I just can't do without my supply. I need you for my own. No, I can't break away. I must have you every day, as regularly as coffee or tea. You've got me in your clutches and I can't break free. You're getting to be a habit with me. You can't break it. You're getting to be a habit with me. Coffee or tea. got me in your clutches and I can't break free. You're getting to be a habit with me. You can't break it. You're getting to be a habit with me.
Okay, we are back here, Gene. I think we let the song run out. We were yakking here. Yeah. You'll have to listen to this on the archive version.
Yes.
Which brings to mind, folks, if you don't have time to tune in at 9 a.m. on Mondays for the show or any other show, you can simply go online to WYXR.org and go to shows and archives, and you can listen to the show that you want to hear. The good folks here archive four shows, the last four shows, say, that I've done and everybody else has done, and you can go hear those. So that's a good thing, too. And we're glad you're here with us this morning. Gene Siegel, what do we got next here?
I think that this is a Tisket a Tasket,
yeah.
Right, by Ella Fitzgerald, uh-huh, with Count Basie.
Okay.
And I just love Ella Fitzgerald. I'm crazy about music that our parents listen to that's kind of, you know, fairly new with me.
Yeah.
This is just a really cute little love song.
All right. Here we go.
A Tisket, a Tasket, a brown and yellow basket. I send a letter to my mummy. On the way I dropped it. I dropped it, yes, on the way I dropped it. A little girlie picked it up and put it in her pocket. She was trucking on down the avenue, but not a single thing to do. She went peck, peck, pecking all around. When she spied it on the ground, she took it, my little yellow basket. And if she doesn't bring it back, I think that I will die. A Tisket, a Tasket, I lost my yellow basket. And if that girlie don't return it, don't know what I'll do. Oh dear, I wonder where my basket can be. Oh gee, I wish that little girl I could see. Again.
Ella Fitzgerald, what a voice.
Oh, she was fantastic.
Golly. Yeah, she just, you know, her style comes just bursting through, you know, even if you've, you know, if you've ever seen her, then when you hear the song, you could see her, mm-hmm, singing that.
Oh, yeah.
She had a lot of style, a lot of class. Very cool there. All right, folks, you're listening to Songs and Movie on WYXR. We're glad you're here this morning. And I hope you're going to have a good week this week. My guest is Gene Siegel. Gene, what you got next here?
Well, I love these female blues singers mm-hmm. from the 30s and 40s, and my next pick is quite a bit different from what we just heard with Ella, but this is Etta James, Something's Got a Hold on Me.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling, yeah.
Yeah.
I get a feeling that I never, 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 never had before, no, no.
Yeah.
I just want to tell you right now that
ooh.
I believe, I really do believe that something's got a hold on me, yeah.
Etta James. Wow, what a voice. I worked with her one time years ago.
Did you?
Yeah, she was like, this is really just a few years before she passed away, and she was in a wheelchair, but she did this show with us out at the House of Blues in Los Angeles, and she came in and she sang, I don't remember what she sang. She sang a real rocking song. But so I was talking to her and stuff during the day. She was going to present an award or something like that. And she was just real spicy. She was a, hey, baby. Hey there. You know, just like immediately we were friends.
Oh,
she was very cool.
That's thrilling. Well,
very cool.
Were you playing in your band?
No. We were doing, this was a thing for the Blues Foundation.
Uh-huh.
And I think it was the Lifetime Achievement Awards that they used to do. They don't do it anymore. But we did those shows at the House of Blues there on Sunset Boulevard.
Oh.
And had just cool people. Willie Nelson was there. I mean, just all these folks.
Oh,
but yeah,
gosh.
Very cool thing. But she was like, I thought, man, that's Etta James.
Oh,
I got to
go
talk to her.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, folks, thanks for tuning in this morning. We got about 20 more minutes of good music and good conversation with Gene Siegel. Gene, what you got next?
Okay, well, here's another one of my favorite female blues singers with a totally different sound, Peggy Lee.
Mm.
Why Don't You Do Right? And one thing I love about her is that she's very cool.
Yes.
And she barely moves while she's singing.
That's right, yeah.
But, oh, man, she's hot.
She could deliver. Here we go. This is Peggy Lee.
You had a plenty money, 1922. You let other women make a fool of you. Why don't you do right like some other men do? Get out of here and get me some money too. You're sitting down wondering what it's all about. You ain't got no money, they will put you out. Why don't you do right like some other men do? Get out of here and get me some money too. If you had prepared 20 years ago, you wouldn't be a wonder now from door to door. Why don't you do right like some other men do? Get out of here and get me some money too. The men do. Get out of here and get me some money too. Why don't you do right like some other men do? Like some other men do.
You better do right. Bring me some money.
That's right.
What a song. That's great. I love that. Peggy Lee. I always, you know, I don't know a lot of her music. I know that, you know, how much is that doggy in the window?
Oh, well.
Was that her?
Could
yeah,
be.
I think it was.
Yeah, she does another one, Fever.
Oh, yeah, Fever. That's a great song.
You
yeah.
have to imagine this cool blonde, barely moving, you know, but just this slight little little jiggle and delivering these songs.
Yeah, that's
so
great.
But my next song, we're going to get a man.
Oh,
now,
okay.
We're going to switch over.
Okay.
You know, when I was living in Jackson, Mississippi, I didn't know very much about music at all. Uh-huh. We just had the Grand Ole Opry on the radio down there, in spite of being surrounded by all this wonderful blues. But I didn't hear until I came to Memphis.
Yeah.
And I had a date with a guy one night who played Muddy Waters.
Oh, really? Okay.
It's the first time I'd heard the blues.
Really? Okay.
Oh, man. Wow. I just loved it.
Wow.
So I love the blues, and I moved to Memphis and started going around all the blues clubs and spent a large part of my life just going out and going to these great blues clubs that Memphis had back then.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if they have them anymore.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's some around, but certainly back then it was the heyday.
Oh,
it
was Stax was going strong and Sun Studio, and there were just lots and lots of little rockin' joints that you could go to.
Yeah.
So I don't like Muddy Waters as much now. I like Buddy Guy lot better.
Oh, Buddy Guy's
and
cool.
And Buddy Guy, I think he came through here, or he was from Mississippi, I think.
Yeah, he's from Louisiana.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but he did. I think he lived in Memphis a while, and he's played in bands all over, you know.
And then he went to
Chicago. And all that,
So this is a Buddy Guy singing one of Muddy Waters' big hits. Coochie Coochie Man.
Here we go.
Which anything Buddy Guy sings, I like.
There you go. What a guitar player, too. Here we go.
The gypsy woman told my mother before I was born, You got a boy child coming. Gonna be a son of a gun. You're gonna meet pretty women. Jump and shout. Then the world I wanna know what it's all about. But you're not here. Everybody knows me. Oh, I'm your hoochie coochie man. Day. Only 7 months child, the 7 doctors say, was born for good luck, and that you see, I got a big fat woman, and don't you mess with me, cause you're not here. You can treat me like a dumb fool, but I don't care just what you do. And everybody knows. Lord, I'm your hoochie coochie man. And everybody knows. John a company. I wanna mess with you. I'm gonna make you young girls leave me by my hand. Then the world will know I'm a hoochie coochie man. But you know I'm here. Everybody knows. And everybody knows. On a 7 hour baby, on a 7 day, on a 7 month child, the 7 doctors say I was born for good luck. And that you will see, I got $700, and don't you mess with me, but you know I'm here. And everybody knows me. Well, I'm your hoochie coochie man. The whole noon. finest taste in those on you.
Well, buddy guy, I believe you, buddy. I bet you are the Hoochie Coochie Man. You don't have to tell me twice. All right, folks, we're glad you've been here with us this morning. This is Songs That Move You on WYXR in Memphis, Tennessee. We are 91.7 on your dial, or if you're listening over the World Wide Web, wherever you're listening, good morning, and I hope you have a great week, and I'm glad you're listening to us. My guest is Gene Siegel, who is a Memphis institution. Well, wow. Are you a Memphis?
Really?
You, well, you are.
Well, I've just been around a long time.
Well, you've been around, but you've done a lot of great work.
Oh,
so,
thank you.
So I, you know, and I know you've probably done a lot of boring work too.
Yes.
But the things that you know, you've done that just stick in my mind, I think, God, what a body of work you have. Have you ever thought about doing those? Have you done a book?
I would love to do a book.
You should do a book.
Yeah.
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 And that's easily done these days.
Well, yeah. I guess I'm just kind of afraid to do it because I don't know anything about making a book. But, hey.
Well, I got a guy.
Oh, great.
I got a guy.
Okay. Oh, yes, you've done lots of books.
I got a guy.
Okay. We'll talk later.
Yes. All right. So let's see what we got next. Hey, stick around, folks. We got the new Soft Shoe Show coming up. David and Jane Rule are sitting here with us right now, and y'all are going to have is a good time is guaranteed or your money back. So I hear, right,
yeah,
David?
It's Freeform Radio.
That's right, Freeform Radio. I love it. Okay. Gene, what we got next?
Okay, next is a change from all these other songs. This is Leonard Cohen.
Oh yeah.
And I'm just discovering him. I just love him. I'm listening. I've got an album that I play over and over that I listen to him now, and he is a quiet poet.
Yeah.
But this is kind of a song called Anthem, and it is appropriate for what's happening in the world right now, and
it
it has some inspiration and comfort in it. And
okay, here we go.
The birds, they sing at the break of day. Start again, I heard them say. Don't dwell on what has passed away or what is yet to be. Yeah, the war, they will be fought again. The holy dove, she will be cut again. Bought and sold and bought again. The dove is never free. Ring the bells that still is a crack, a crack in everything. That's how the light gets in. We asked for signs, the signs were sent. Birth betrayed, the marriage spent. Yeah, the widowhood of every government. Signs were all to see. I can't run no more with that lawless crowd, while the killers in high places say their prayers out loud. But they've summoned up a thundercloud. They're gonna hear from me. That still could ring. Forget your perfect offering. There is a crack in everything. That's how the light gets in. Strike up the march. There is no drum. Every heart to love will come, but like a refugee. Ring the bells that still.
That's a beautiful song, Leonard Cohen, Anthem. Folks, I want to thank you for being with us this morning. You've been listening to Songs That Move You on WYXR. My guest is Gene Siegel. Gene, I'm going to put you in the hot seat. Will you come back?
Well, I guess I will.
Okay.
Really, this has been so much fun.
Well, I had to beg you for 2 years, but you came, so good. So you will come back, right?
I will.
Okay.
It's been great.
Wonderful. Well, start working on your second list, okay, of songs
okay.
that move
It would be a pleasure.
All right. Well, let's talk about your last pick here, and we'll go out with that.
Okay. Well, this is a kind of an inspirational end to this song list, really appropriate for our lives right now, just something to give us a little lift. And this is the Ink Spots singing "Into Each Life Some Rain Must Fall."
All right, we'll see you next week.
The month is falling in mine. Yes, into me and every heart. A little bit of